overweight's definitely a problem issue for a lot of people, me being one of them.
Those extra pounds add up to health care costs. State officials say the leading cause of preventable death are tobacco use, lack of exercise, and an unhealthy diet.
There has been a shift upward in terms of the percentage of members who have chronic disease.
Starting in July of next year, the state will put those Tar Heel employees who smoke on a PPO basic 70-30 plan. In July of 2011, those who have a body mass index of 40 or more will be put on the same limited coverage, too.
I understand that no one likes to be singled out. However, that is willfully choosing ill health.
Most people agree with the penalties for smokers. A lot of companies have already started instituting similar policies. It's the plan for obese state employees that has everyone talking.
I honestly think that's completely ridiculous, man. To charge somebody more for their weight, I don't see where that's even constitutional, to be honest.
You need to take many different things into consideration for that. It could be just an illness.
The state says preventable diseases like diabetes and heart disease increase health care costs astronomically.
These conditions that we're focusing on now are two that have some of the greatest impact on the cost of health care.
The state believes giving folks an incentive to stop smoking and lose weight will not only save their lives, but also taxpayer money. In Asheville, Charu Kumaria, News 13.
In-person English, thank you for listening. Please recommend it to your friends.